This podcast is brought to you by Lightspeed. Wear a better headset. Wear a Zulu.
Welcome to AbWeb's continuing coverage direct from EAA AirVenture at Oshkosh. We're speaking with Jim Alpizer of Garmin about the market release of the G600 EFA system. Welcome to AbWeb's audio news service, Jim. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having us. I appreciate being a part of all the events here for Oshkosh.
Just to summarize, for anyone who might not be familiar with it, the G600 is a glass panel EFA system that's specifically designed for the aftermarket. It consists of a pair of displays, a primary flight display for the flight instruments and a multifunction display for the flight information and navigation. Jim, I know this project has been in development for about 3 years now, maybe a little longer. What's the state of play right now?
Well, I'll tell you what, with the G600 retrofit flight display, we are coming down the home stretch as I speak this, and actually by the time our folks hear it, I fully expect that we will be certified and shipping G600 systems. We are just in the final throes and really are expecting certification, both TSO and SDC, to happen within hours, if not just a couple of days.
So you would expect to have production-ready hardware by early August or sooner?
Or early August or sooner is absolutely our expectation.
And will that be production hardware in volume?
Yes, it will be. We've actually... Garmin's made a very substantial commitment in our manufacturing processes and quality, and as such, we really expect to hit the ground running with initial deliveries in quantity. We've got a pretty reasonable line flow, and we've already coordinated with a lot of our dealers who had placed advanced orders for G600, and they've been given notice that their shipments will be leaving out of here imminently. And so with the substantial commitment that we've made to our overall production quantity, we expect that customers that may not already have one on order could potentially get one in just a matter of weeks.
I visited Garmin about a year ago to have a look at the demo version of the G600. At the time, the plan was to approve installation by way of an approved model list. I assume that's still the plan. How many models are on the AML list?
Correct. We actually have an approved model list of approximately 785 aircraft that will potentially qualify for the G600 installation. The AML list, of course, is kind of step one in overall qualification process for that individual aircraft. And so what customers will want to do is to get with their avionics facility and then take the next step, which is to understand all the interfaces, autopilot, such forth, and so on.
Well, let's discuss installation a bit, if we might. This is meant to be a simpler system than the G1000, but it's still major surgery for the airplane. If I have, say, a 30-year-old Bonanza, what are some of the installation highlights for the G600?
Well, the key things that you need to take in mind is that the G600 display is ultimately taking the place of the existing six-pack, and so what we would do is suggest and recommend that the existing six-pack that you probably rearrange three of those instruments, airspeed, attitude, and altitude information, switch those around in a different part of the panel to serve as backups, or potentially, if somebody wants to, they can obviously have those replaced with maybe some smaller 2-inch indicators. But fundamentally, the G600 is intended to occupy the space of the original six-pack, and that provides you a brilliant 6.5-inch diagonal primary flight display, in addition to another piece of glass just to the right, another 6.5-inch multifunction display, which allows terrain, moving map functionality, traffic interface, charts, such forth, and so on.
Now, we should clarify here that when you say the traditional six-pack, the entire G600, including the MFD, will occupy that space.
Yes, the entire – well, the G600 display bezel will occupy the six-pack instrumentation. So the display itself is approximately 3 inches in depth. And so as we dig into the installation a little bit further, you also will have an AHARS, our G1000 leveraged GRS-77 is our AHARS box, which is then remote mounted to provide attitude heading information. In addition to our GDC-74A. Our GDC-74A is our air data computer. That's also another remote box that will tie into to the G600. Then, of course, it also does leverage a Garmin WAS navigator, either a 430, a 530, or a GNS 480.
Okay, that brings us to the next question. How about autopilot interface and integration? Will this be handled through the 400, 500 series navigators, or is there an interface of some sort on the G600?
G600 will interface to a wide variety of autopilots, including a wide range of Century, Cessna, Collins, the APS-65, the Honeywell KP and KFC series of autopilots, and including a wide range of S-Tech autopilots as well.
So my next question you've already answered. It will drive an attitude or rate-based autopilot.
That's correct.
What sort of external sensors and information will the PFD and the MFD sides display?
The G600 will display external sensors that include traffic devices, and that can come through the form of a Garmin transponder and the TIS traffic information that's available through the GTX 330 or the 33. We also offer support for Garmin's Data Link weather receiver, which is powered by XM, and that's the GDL69 or the 69A, also supports the audio entertainment side of the XM services. Also, from a hardware perspective, you can tie in a standard TAS traffic system like the L3 Skywatch or the Honeywell KTA 870. The Avidyne TAS product will be a follow-on support item that will be happening a few months further down the road.
But otherwise, all the sensors you listed will be available when the product ships.
That's correct. That's correct. Also, on the onset, so another current option, or when the product on the initial set of deliveries, a customer can also select Garmin ChartView, which is another alternative charting option to get electronic approach plates on the display. The system actually comes standard with Garmin flight charts and safe taxi data, and the combination of those two products is an extremely powerful combination. Safe taxi in particular provides a very detailed documentation of over 850 airports across the United States to give you a very good representation of where you're positioned on a taxiway diagram in relation to the active runways. And so that is a geo-reference, kind of a part of our existing base map to show you additional situational enhancements. And I tell you, the power of G600 with that safe taxi data right in your primary field of view there as you're taxiing around, you're looking at your attitude indicator and all that instrumentation right in front of you, and you've got this big, giant, multifunction display for both the safe taxi data or your charting information. It's just an incredibly powerful combination there.
And finally, what's the all-up price for the system, and what does that price include?
Okay, so the list price for the system is $29,995 for the standard system. That includes our display mechanism, which is the GDU620, our AHARS, which is the GRS77, the air data computer, the GDC74A, our magnetometer, the GMU44, a temperature probe, some of the mounting hardware considerations, and then, like I said, Garmin flight charts and safe taxi is included in that price. The flight charts mechanism is a great way to get low-cost charts on the display itself. And then as an option for $23.95, a person can select the ChartView service, which is powered by Jeppesen, and that allows geo-reference position of your airplane on the chart itself. So that's a particularly handy combination as an option there. An additional option is for altitude pre-select capturing with the S-Tech 55X, and that's another powerful option that's available for, I believe, just a little bit less than, or right around $3,000, and that allows the G600 to capture an altitude when it's coupled to that 55X.
Thanks for taking the time to describe all this, Jim. Look forward to seeing it. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Looking forward to meeting with you more.
You're listening to the continuing AvWeb coverage direct from EAA AirVenture at Oshkosh. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting. Thanks for listening.
So, do you Zulu? If you do, then you already know that you're wearing a better headset. Weighing in at just 13 ounces, there's nothing quieter than the Lightspeed ANR Zulu. Bluetooth enabled, the Zulu is also available with panel power. There's simply no other headset that gives you the complete Zulu package.